What is it about birds that so attracts people? Every year, Americans spend hundreds of millions of dollars on bird seed alone, and that's not chicken scratch. People spend years developing strategies to keep squirrels, our fellow mammals, out of feeders so there will be more for the birds. Just what is it about birds that captures our imaginations and makes us want to watch and nurture them more than even our closer relatives in the animal kingdom? I used to think it was simply a matter of numbers. There just aren't as many kinds of mammals as there are birds. At my feeder this year, I have some gray squirrels, and that's it on the mammal front. On the bird front, I've seen downy and hairy woodpeckers, crows, white-breasted and red-breasted nuthatches, starlings, juncos, purple finches, redpolls, pine siskins, and black-capped chickadees. Except for squirrels, birds are simply easier to watch and find than mammals. And reptiles, amphibians, fish, and invertebrates completely disappear in winter. Wisconsin and Minnesota each have about 400 bird species on their official checklists, and yet the entire Great Lakes region only has about 80 species of mammals. Birds win the numbers contest by a landslide. But birds are popular for more than that. The sheer magic of flight and the mystery of migration have mesmerized people since earliest times. When people see birds, they dream of freedom, imagining themselves able to come and go whenever they please. Ironically, most birds are more restricted by their biological clocks and innate migratory patterns than even the most driven humans are by a watch or a schedule. Conrad Lorenz believes the attraction to birds comes from the fact that their movements are on approximately the same time scale as our own. The sounds they make are in our own hearing range, and like us, their vocalizations and sense of hearing are used in social communication. He wrote, "This emphasis on the senses of sight and hearing results in birds exerting strong claims on our aesthetic sentiments. Had we been nose animals, like dogs and many other mammals, there would be no amateur ornithology. Instead of going out to enjoy the music of birdsong on woodland walks, we would go snuffling round foxholes and badger sets and along hare and deer tracks. We would have mammal sniffing societies instead of bird watching societies." Whatever the reason, birds have an appeal that few other creatures on Earth can match. Whether it's a wild honker, an Antarctic penguin, an African ostrich, or a fluffy ball of chickadee, birds are interesting and pleasing to almost everyone. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.